When we come back, stories about digital driver's licenses and how the state is trying to help fight against high towing charges. This is Open Spaces. Welcome back to Open Spaces. I'm Caroline Ballard.
And I'm Bob Beck. What do driving and buying a six-pack of beer have in common? Well, you usually need to have your license. But what if you could use your smartphone for that? Four states are testing out digital driver's licenses. As Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen reports, two are right here in the Mountain West, Colorado and Wyoming.
A visit to your local Department of Motor Vehicles to renew your license isn't most people's idea of a good time. Bart Simpson didn't have much fun when he was there with his Aunt Patty and Selma.
Some days, we don't let the line move at all. We call those weekdays.
He might want to come to Wyoming, where driver's licenses might be getting a shiny makeover.
I think in general, we like to try to be on the cutting edge of things.
That's Renee Krawick. She works for the Wyoming Department of Transportation, and she's project manager for the state's digital driver's license pilot program. They've wrapped up phase one. A group of state employees acted as guinea pigs, including Krawick.
I actually drove my pickup truck with my long camper behind it. So I sat in the driver's seat, and they pulled up behind me, came to the window. They were stopping me for a cracked windshield.
Okay, so Krawick wasn't really getting pulled over. This was all part of the script, and the officer was playing along too. He asked her for her driver's license, and she said she'd prefer to use the one on her smartphone. The program is set up so the driver doesn't have to give the officer their device. So instead, she says,
the law enforcement officer handed me a card that had a QR code on it.
A QR code works like a barcode. But instead of needing a scanner, you simply take a photo of it with your phone.
I initiated the application on my smartphone, which then turned on my camera so that I could scan that QR code. And then it prompted me to agree that I was providing my information to law enforcement. I agreed to that. And then it pushed the information from my credential to the trooper's vehicle.
The idea of the digital license is just as a backup, says Wyoming Highway Patrol Captain Carl Germain. Most people have their licenses with them, but not always.
They had to run out of the house quick. Maybe they're late for work. They're on their lunch break.
But convenience for forgetful people probably isn't why law enforcement is interested in the program. Teenagers, you might want to pay attention to this part. Germain says it could cut down on the number of fake IDs they run into.
There's always going to be a push to make those IDs better. In my career, I've seen some really bad ones that you can look at it and within a moment's glance, you can say this is not a state-issued or nationally-issued ID. This is a phony, a fake, a fraud.
But other times, he says it's harder to tell, even for law enforcement. Germain says it would be more difficult to fake a digital version than a physical one. But Ched Marlowe says not true. He's an attorney for the ACLU and specializes in surveillance, privacy, and technology issues.
With the plastic driver's license, you need to go out, you need to get a printer. A lot of times it has to have hologram technology or the ability to kind of print pictures on that see-through plastic. You know, you've got to invest thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Marlowe says it could actually be easier to create a fake digital driver's license since hackers could make a copycat program. But he's skeptical, period, of the value in states moving towards a digital option.
Digital driver's licenses really feel like a solution in search of a problem.
A big concern for Marlowe has to do with privacy. He says unlike a plastic card that has finite real estate, something like a digital driver's license could store an unlimited amount of data, like your business address or phone numbers. He says that could make it tempting to add more and more information, and that's a problem.
Unless you have very, very high security standards on that, like end-to-end encryption, that information is susceptible to being hacked.
These types of concerns are something that Wyoming's Department of Transportation says it will work on in its phase two of the pilot program. Along with Wyoming and Colorado, Delaware and Maryland are also taking part in the project. No timeline yet on when or if digital IDs will become available to all drivers. So for the time being, keep those licenses in your back pocket. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Maggie Mullen.